I've always liked comics, but I never really thought about making them back in Venezuela. And then when I came here, I found out there was like a big, or I found firsthand like the independent comics scene and people self-publishing and all that stuff. And I just started doing it. So I guess drawing for me and comics specifically are a weird way of recording the stories I find the most important, even if they're not literal or the things that I think about exactly every day. I think by through drawing and through making these stories, I sort of have a, I don't know, a better understanding of what I'm thinking sometimes, because it can get confusing when I'm just hearing the voice in my head. This drawing always helps me sort of channel. I started doing this series called Futile, and it was mostly supposed to be sort of like a one-person anthology, so just short stories and stuff. And every time I did one, I'd started to see like, oh, like I'm using sort of fantasy and sci-fi and stuff to process some of my like immigration or like political concerns, and it helped to make them. I don't know, I always struggle between actually doing like autobiographical stuff and being very literal about what I was thinking, but I like the idea of thinking about the idea itself more than the situation and how you can get to like bigger themes. That's what I like about like movies and music and stuff, that it's not about the specifics, it's about the general themes. And if you can convey a theme effectively, I think that's there's something. I don't know, without a biographical stuff, I'm not saying that's easier to do. I'm just saying I like the challenge of making it more universal, I guess.